This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 194 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're continuing with Liam Neeson Month, or as I like to call them, the dad movies, filled with movies that your dad probably bought at Target on DVD. And this week, we are going all the way back to the year 2015 for a little movie directed by my boy Jaume, How May Colette Sarah, and starring Liam Neeson. It's called Run All Night. Alex, I already know the answer to this, but this is a first-time watch. Am I correct?
First-time actually even knowing this movie exists. So yes.
First time hearing of it.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So this is a second time watch for me. I did not see this at the theater. I saw this after it came out and I bought it digitally for like $10 a few years ago, watched it. And this is now my second viewing. So it's been a while since I've seen it, probably since maybe 2016 when I bought it, 2017, something like that. So 5 or 6 years. Anyway, before we get into the actual review of the movie, let's go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores, some critic scores. Now, these are very, very close. Critics gave this a 59%, not super high. Audiences slightly lower at a 56%. I did read some of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, some of the blurbs, and they seem kind of positive, but the score says 59, so it is what it is. Apparently, it's not certified fresh either way, but that doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what Rotten Tomatoes says because me and Alex are about to give you our take on this movie. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is, again, same team up as Unknown. Got the same director, same lead star. This one, though, this one got a way better cast. So we'll get into that as the movie goes on, yeah. As the review goes on. But Alex, please let us know, what did you think of Liam Neeson as a lead character? His name is Jimmy Conlon this time around, and he's playing a very different role than he was in some of his other movies. What did you think?
He was great. Well, it's funny because when the movie started, I was a little lost. I was like, what is this? Like, what are we getting myself into here? Because I didn't see the trailer. So I was like, all right, let me go this blind as a bat. So I said, all right, this is cool. Jimmy plays a unique character. This dude is an assassin that's an alcoholic. He's a loser. People picking on him. The funny scene in the whole movie is when he's drunk as Stana.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the guy's wife.
He was like, sit on his leg. But anyway, he's a loser. His son wants nothing to do with him. But his son is a douche anyway. But anyway, played by RoboCop. I don't know his
Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah, him. But his character is very well developed in this movie, which I was very shocked for this type of movie, which has a super low score. I mean, 50s is good, but for a low, it was very, to me, the characters were all developed very well. I knew what the character was about. I mean, once 10 minutes into 20 minutes in the film, I was like, oh, damn. Once the plot kicked in, my man stopped drinking and he went back to killing mode. And I was like, whoa. I was like, this is actually, it's a very entertaining way to watch the movie because we've seen Unknown. I never seen that. And that was a different version of a character. He was a spy who, he was a sleeper spy because he, yeah, that bumped his head and he lost his skills like Bourne. Yeah, but this one was a very unique, different take. He was part of a mob group for years. He did tons of assassin kills, his own cousin in one of the storylines. And I thought it worked very well for me. I gave him a 5. I liked him. And he was great in the action scenes. It wasn't the fast cut taken style that you knew it wasn't him. Yeah. This one actually looked like it was him doing some hand to hand and driving. So I gave him a 5. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah. So I agree. Very different character for Liam Neeson. Even though he is your main character, he's not a great man. You know what I mean? He was a hitman for the mob. I think his nickname is the Gravedigger, they say at one point. Like, that was his nickname. That's a sick nickname, by the way.
It is a sick nickname.
Like, he shows up. You better run. but, you know, at this point, he's in his 50s. He's drunk all the time. He needs a loan so he can fix his heater. It's like pretty sad. He's what I like to call pathetic. He's pretty pathetic at this point. He has a son he's estranged from. And then when the stuff starts kicking in, which we'll say for story, my man, it comes back. The old muscle memory. And he's got to protect his boy. He's like, I know we are estranged, but you know me. I love a good father-son storyline. So I like their dynamic actually a lot. You totally understand why the son has issues with him, and rightfully so. And you understand and can see, I mean, Liam Neeson's really good in this movie because I think he does a good job of portraying the regret. You know what I mean? Like the regret of everything with his son, even to the end when he meets the granddaughters and he's talking with them. Like, he's a tremendous actor who just happens to do all these, like, I guess B-grade action movies, what most people would call them. But I think he's really good in the role. I gave the character a 4 because at the end of the day, I mean, he's not like a traditional hero by any means. He is a bad guy. He's a murderer. You know what I mean? But he's portrayed very well, written very well. So I did give him a 4. You gave him 5. The point is a strong lead role for Liam Neeson. Either way, and different, which I like. I always like when they do something a little different. You know what I mean? Okay, main villain. This is, of course, Ed Harris, who's another, I mean, an amazing actor. And he's playing these guys all in this movie got regular names. This guy's named Sean Maguire. Yeah, what did you think of Sean Maguire?
I gave him a 4. Sean was great in this movie. I don't think he was a perfect villain because technically he doesn't even go up against Jimmy. He just sends his goons and everything. So, like, to me, that knocked some points down. I always love the good friend versus friend.
Mano y mano.
Mano y mano. Yeah, this we didn't get that. So I had to knock a point down. But other than that, it stood at the 4 because it got fucking good. And I said, oh, baby, this dude is getting chased by everybody. The cops, dirty cops. You got my man Common. They called him from feeding the Continental. From he John came Wick from there.
Yeah. He popped in, shaved, and he came over.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, like, this movie had a great cast of villains. And what was cool about it, each of the villains had their own unique stuff. But I mean, they all get killed one way or another. But I thought it was pretty cool with this movie. It was just like, I felt like it was like in a video game sense, like, each level he was going up, there was a villain coming in that was different, like a different boss villain. So I thought it was unique. I thought it was cool. So it worked for me. So I gave him a 4. I mean, there was nothing wrong. And I liked it because in the beginning set up everything that Sean loved Jimmy. But situation we're going to talk about in the storyline kind of changed everything. It got a little bit of that John Wickness in there. And I think that's why it gravitated in. I kind of liked it. So anyway, I gave him a 4. Out of a 5.
Yeah, so I gave him a 4 as well, mostly for the same reason in the sense of, you know, at the end of the day, when it came time and they were face-to-face, all he did was run away from him. He did not even, you know, he stabbed that other dude to death. Like, he the friend, the son's friend, he stabbed that guy like 15 times. I'm like, all right, but this guy's about his business, right? Like, he is the boss of this, you know, group, but he gets his hands dirty. But when it really came down to it, he was like, I'm not messing with Liam Neeson. So his cowardice, -1 point. Now, Ed Harris is amazing in this movie. I love, and I'm not even exaggerating, I love bad guy Ed Harris. Give me that all day. I don't want to see him in Apollo 13 trying to save NASA. I don't want to see him I want to see him bad guy. History of Violence, this, some of his best roles. Because, like, he got a bad guy face. You know, The Rock. He has a bad guy's face. But he has tremendous acting talent. I love him. So I think he's great. And I'm a sucker for this style of movie. The whole like mob. This is like a mob crime movie, but with an action like tint. You know what I mean? This could have just been this could have just been a mob movie where it's like the hitman and they're just trying to escape. And it could have been more character driven. It, to be honest with you, it's pretty character driven as it is. But there's like a lot of action. It could have been more, but they went the action route and I loved it. I think it was a good blend. But yeah, I gave him a 4. If he would have manned up, even if he lost, which he's probably going to lose, if he would have manned up and fought Liam Neeson himself, I would have given him a 5, honestly. But the fact that Common is like the last one that he goes against, it took a little off from him being like the main villain to me. So we both gave him a 4. All right, action scenes.
So the movie has action. Doesn't have a lot of action, but it has action. I think this was a perfect blend between action story, like we always talk about. But the action here was really good. You had the car chase scene through Manhattan or through the Bronx. I mean, through Queens.
Under the bridge.
Jamaica, Queens. Yeah, that was really a really cool one. The cop shootout when he killed the cops. Then they ran. Then the Common versus my man, Nielsen, Jimmy. That was a great fight. When he stuck his face in the heat, I said, there. I was like, this is awesome.
Barbecued him.
I thought that was all cool when they went into projects, to be honest with you. And then when he went into the pub, he was like, I'm ending this. And he just went in and shot everybody. Phenomenal scene. I was like, this was actually a phenomenal scene. When I get crazy hype when the character has nothing to lose no more. And he goes, all right, I'm going fucking in there, guns blazing, and let's see what happens. And my man went in there.
You love pure badassery. Walks in, badass. One man, first five, one man's walking out.
with a revolver, bro. Not even a clip. It was six shots. Each one got one.
When he shoots that guy through the wall, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
The Grave
it was
Digger.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason why they call him that. I thought it was cool. I thought all the action sequences were played very well. My only thing was his son, the bad guy's son.
Okay.
He was a little annoying as hell. Right? Like, he played the part right, right? He takes the cocaine, and you're like, all right, your father told you not to do this, but you do it. And the thing that I do not understand, and maybe you could clarify this for me now during this action scene, was he knew Jimmy's son was the limo driver, but yet decided to still throw him and try to kill him. That's where I was a little iffy, because I was like, why? Like, you understand what I mean? Because, like, okay, so let's say he did kill Jimmy. He killed Jimmy's son. What do you think is going to happen? Like, you knew he's going to come after him and his father.
I mean, probably banking on the fact that this guy's an old drunk and probably a has-been and maybe liked his odds. Like, I'm a young guy, you know, and plus young people have that bravado about them. They don't care. They're not scared. They think they're invincible. I think it was a lot of that, you know, arrogance, pretty much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it reminded me a little bit of John Wick. Like, he was the character that picked on Keanu Reeves' character. His father was like, what did you do? She's the guy that built... And I loved it. And I was like, okay, great. Anyway, I gave the action a 4. I thought the action was a great action movie. This is a great action movie. I don't think it's a perfect action movie, but this is great action movie. Neat.
Yep. I'm with you. I gave it a 4. It has more than unknown, and I think it's better. I think it's more fun. Yeah. I love the burning building scene where they're going, you know, running through the burning building with Common, where he has that, like, the gun with the laser sight. It's awesome.
Cobra.
And he has that one, like, monocle that has, like, night vision. It's sick.
And no one sees that in the hallway.
Well, I don't think they care. They're just trying to run out because they're going to be on fire, and he's just got that one little... It's sick. I love it. It's cool. I've never seen it before. And then, the car chase is cool. I love a good nighttime car chase. I think it, especially if it's filmed well. It looks really cool. Jack Reacher has a cool nighttime car chase that I think is awesome. So I love that. Yeah, I love the bar scene. And I like the end. I like the woods part. It's not like crazy action, but it's like suspenseful action because there's the fog. Yeah. You don't know where everybody is. I love the shot of Liam Neeson where they put the gun, like the camera on the gun, and then he loads it up and it kind of flips around. Yeah, like that was a really cool shot. I was like, okay, Jaum, he's out here doing cool shots. You know what I mean? Jaum,
his final, his final act before he died? He used his entire energy.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. So yeah, I gave it a 4 though, because you know me, I save my 5s for the peak of the top of the mountain. This is not the peak of the top of the mountain, but it is really good. It's really good. Yeah, it's very entertaining action scenes. Very well done. Very well directed, well shot. Like you said, no shaky stuff. Like you could see what's happening, but it's not like nonstop insane amounts of action. Okay, now storyline.
I was shocked. Shocked. The movie I never heard of that you could find in a $2 bin has one of the best storylines I think I see. And I'm not talking like blowing smoke up the ass of this film, but it actually has a really good storyline. Like a loser assassin that his name is known all over the freaking police department in New York City, right? Cops are still picking on him. Wants 17 names of the people that he destroyed and killed the family of. That's what he had to use to get his son out of jail. And I was like, that is cool. To me, that's cool. I thought it was awesome. But I love the twist of the father killed the dude's son, which he could have shot him in the leg. He could have shot him in the back. He shot my man in the neck. I was like, you're done, bro. And I loved it when he was like, you got to call 911. He was like, he's dead. He was like, don't even bother. Like, he ain't nothing's happening. But I think the elements of that friend versus friend, son versus son, I kind of liked the way this movie unfolded, because honestly, I did not even know this was going to happen. I was like, what the hell happened? Like, he knew this kid as a kid and he killed him. And then he had the balls to go to the restaurant and said, if you go after my son, I'm going to kill you all. Like, he goes, just take me now. Don't prolong this.
And he goes, I love that scene in the Italian restaurant. And he just goes outside and punches that dude in the face.
In the throat. He throws it right in the throat. Yeah.
Boom. He just nails him. Right, I love that scene. It broke out. So good. Yeah.
It's very good. Like, he told him straight up. He goes, take me now. He goes, I'll leave the door open. Do what you got to do with me, but leave my grandkids and my son alone. He said, no, I want you to see your son die. And he went, huh, all right. He's like, that's it. You're done, buddy. And I loved it. And I thought that was, I thought everything worked so well with the script. And I was very shocked, dude, watching this movie. Because I was like, this movie was not boring at all. It flowed very well. I was invested with every character, even the villains I cared about. And that's kind of rare. Like, I didn't care much for Common's character, but I was like, I want to see where this goes with Common. And you do. And I did like Ed Harris's character. Even when they found out that his son died, that was mad emotional. The mom was crying. And you're like, oh, man, he's going to about to bring the hammer down on this dude. And then I love Jimmy's like, going, dude, we got to get the fuck out of here because he's going to come after us. Mm-hmm. I thought the whole thing worked so well. Even calling my man the detective, which was Kingpin.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, he calls him and he goes, I will give you a deal. Just help my son. And he doesn't believe him. And then at the end, he does. And I think the web of the suspense and drama in this movie worked so well. Like, I cannot find a flaw in this movie at all. So I gave it a 4 for storyline.
Yep. Again, we agree. I gave it a 4. Now, I agree with everything you said. First of all, as I said in the villain section, I'm a sucker for these movies, these kind of movies. I love the, and these are a dime a dozen. There is probably 8 million of these movies. Which is why when you see one that's like even a little bit better, it's really good to watch. But I love the mob movies. I'm into the even the like drama, action, I don't care. I love that it's set in New York. I love movies set in New York. It's great. Even if they don't film everything there, they got the look pretty good. Like if it wasn't filmed there, it looks like New York for most of the parts, especially the car chase. I was like, okay, that looks like where my grandma used to live. But it's like a really good story. You have two father-son stories, right? Because you have the good guy and the bad guy. I agree with you. Ed Harris's character is so well drawn. Like at the beginning, he's good. He tells his son, he's not good, but he's like, we're not going to get involved with this Albanian cocaine guy. We're not doing that. We're legit now. We're legit. He did a lot of shady stuff in the past, and now he wants to be legit. His son is causing him headaches. And then his oldest friend goes and kills him because he has to protect his son. And Ed Harris, even though he knows why he did it, he's like, I still got to kill you, and I got to kill your son. I got to do it. I love that sort of machismo thing where they're like, you don't really have to, but he's like, but I have to do it. I have to kill you both. You got to die. And Jimmy's like, well, then we'll see what happens. And I love that. I agree. So here's the thing with Common in this movie. First of all, he barely talks. He's just a hitman guy, which is fine. But he seems unnecessary to me. Like, I don't think the character was needed. You know, you got this guy has like all these henchmen. I was okay with it just being waves. It could have just been waves of henchmen.
Yeah.
Having one major guy like that, it should have just been himself. You know, like at the end, he's like, I'm going to come after you myself. Forget it. Forget these henchmen. It would have been better for it. This makes it feel, you know what this movie feels like to me? I know you always compare stuff to it, mostly superhero, but this feels like a graphic novel, like one of those one-off graphic novels. That's just like a one-time story. But in the comic form, it would be like real bloody and violent. You know what I mean? But it has that feel, especially with some of the transitions when the camera like zooms out and then it zooms across the town. And
very unique.
Yeah. It was cool. I liked it. You know, they take you to the house and then they go into the city. And it just felt like a comic book story that would have been adapted to a movie. So I like the storyline a lot. The only reason it's not a 5 is because there are elements of this that are in other movies. So it's not like, I wouldn't say it's super original, but I will say I think it's very well done. And I think the characters are very well done. I think the son is great. Even his wife, Genesis Rodriguez, plays the wife, like her and the brother and the whole scene in their house. Like, I think they did a good job that everyone is set up in a way that you're interested in what happens to them, except Common. He kind of gets the short end of the stick, but someone had to, I guess. You had a lot of character. So I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. All right. Overall,
this is going to be shocking. This is going to be really shocking. I went into this blank slate, never heard of it, never seen it. So I was like, what is going to be the outcome? This is my first rewatch. So like I always do a 2 review type thing, but with this, I don't think it's ever going to change. Even on the second one, I'm going to like it even more because I already know. I gave this a 4.5. I think this is a very well entertaining movie. This has a multiple value rewatch to it. Like if you go, hey, you know what? I want to watch Run All Night. Could sit there and you're entertained. It has no complex to the storyline. You already know he kills his son. He has to protect them. That is all you need to know. Pop, start popping popcorn, drink some beer, do whatever you're going to do. And you're entertained. And I think that's the cool thing I like about Liam Neeson, regardless that he got into action movies late into his career. It's entertaining films. Now, we didn't get into the Taken 1, 2, 3 yet, but I remember when I watched Taken 1, it was an entertaining flick. You're going, shit. And then it just got, like, I never seen his other movies, but now that we're starting to watch his other ones, is starting to become, okay, these are popcorn action movies. Like, and I'm, to be really honest with you, I mean, me and you always kick the dead horse as much as we want, but these are the type of movies that I kind of miss. Like,
yeah,
movies like this, that is just straight action.
Yeah.
No, they don't. And regardless of what it is, look, I gave it a 4.5. I think this is like a semi-perfect of an action movie. So, yeah.
I mean, I remember telling you yesterday that you were going to like this movie before you had watched it. I just had a feeling. I'm like, you're going to like a lot of the elements in this movie. I gave it a 4. I think it is... I remember enjoying it when I did see it years ago. I was like, okay. Now, I have said this is the third Liam Neeson movie. I enjoy a fair amount of his movies. There are a couple that I think suck. And the rest of them, I think, especially the ones he did with this director, I enjoy them. I think they're, and like you said, the key word here is they are entertaining. Sure. Unknown, not as, yeah, even Unknown, because it had like, they have like elements of other movies. But they do a good job of mixing it. The action scene, like, I like his eye. I think he has a flair. I think he has a style. And Liam Neeson's a great actor. I think he's a legit great actor. So I always enjoy him, you know, for the most part. I don't like his movies now. Like, his new ones, they've gotten really bad that I don't go see them anymore. But give me anything up to, like, 2017, 2018, and before, and I'm checking it out. So I gave it a 4. I think it's a strong movie. Very rewatchable. Very rewatchable. Even though I don't watch movies a lot too often, this is one that's like a really good Saturday movie. Hey, man, I'm just going to watch some, especially if you're doing like, I feel like watching some crime thriller type movies. Throw in Run All Night. You won't be disappointed. It's very good. So with that being said, what's your total points?
It's not shocking, but I gave it a 21.5.
That's very good. Yeah, I gave it a 20 even. So 4 is across the board for me. Would have been a 5. The only one that would have got a 5 was Ed Harris if he just wasn't such a pansy and ran away in the train tracks in that one scene. But if
the thing that got me mad also, like you said with Ed Harris, is because he had that one line with him.
Yeah.
If when you cross that line, I will cross it with you or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is perfect for you guys to fight to the death. Because exactly. That's what that meant, that line. Like, if I die.
He should have came and got him himself and they kill each other.
I agree. Because that one line basically indicates, like, if you go, I'll go with you to the end of the, you know, to the end of the line. And
that's what Jimmy told him. Jimmy was like, we're going to go here together. But Jimmy made sure that he got there first. Sean got
there first. He did make me go first. He goes, I'm going to get there.
I'll get to the line when I'm good and ready. But we didn't even touch like the full cast. I mean, you got Liam Neeson, Ed Harris. Vincent D'Onofrio is really good as like the cop in this. I mean, he's good in everything. They got those actors who are just good all the time. Joel Kinnaman was good as the son. I liked him. He's a boxer. He got problems. His wife, Genesis Rodriguez, she's very pretty. What's his name? Boyd Holbrook. Now, he's the son of Ed Harris. He was in Logan, and he's in The Predator, which we're going to be reviewing later. He's an actor. He's okay. He's probably the weak point to me. I agree with you. I thought he was annoying, like, with the Albanian. Like, just give him the money back. If he would just gave him the money back... they would have left, but he gave him Monopoly money. Then he kills him because he thinks daddy's going to protect him. And then he gets shot in the neck. So there you go. That's what you get. But anyway, great cast for a movie like this.
You forgot one dude, which I didn't even know he was in the damn movie. Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte's a brother. Yeah. He's in one scene. It's weird.
That's crazy.
Are you going to tell him that you killed your cousin?
I can't. He can't. He sounds like he struggles to speak. But anyway, yes, Nick Nolte's in one scene. So this cast is amazing for this kind of movie. Anyway, with that being said, next week we wrap up Liam Neeson month. It's been pretty fun. We have not watched any stinkers yet in Liam Neeson month.
I have not. No.
It's surprising, right? I mean, we're going to be wrapping it up with a little movie called The Commuter, which is, again, directed by Jome, starring Liam Neeson. So we got Liam and we got Jome, and another one with like a surprisingly good cast. Wait till you watch it.
The Commuter.
I saw this in the theater and I haven't seen it since then. So it's been a good couple of years. But anyway, we're going to be doing some Commuter. And then, of course, next week also Predator 2, continuing with our Predator watch through. So keep an eye and an ear out for those coming up.
Yeah, there you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon, see the behind the scenes of us making your favorite podcast episodes. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.